Module 8, Social Gatherings. Social gatherings are another way to build your team. Always be mindful that social gatherings outside of work hours might be difficult for some of your team members, especially those who have family obligations or who have long commutes. However, finding ways for your team to socialize together can help build relationships and create camaraderie that is difficult to achieve in a structured work setting. Use a variety of social gatherings timed at different times to encourage your team to socialize together. Singing karaoke. Nearly everyone loves to sing. Singing or karaoke can be a great activity to help your team have fun and grow closer. Whether you go to a karaoke spot in your city or bring a karaoke machine into your office, this is a fun way for everyone to take a little risk and be creative with their colleagues. Encourage everyone to participate, stressing that the point is to have fun and try something new, and maybe a little scary, rather than to be the best singer. Even those who choose not to sing can be there to cheer and support their teammates. And often, people who are resistant to the idea of singing at the beginning of an event get their courage up by the end after seeing all their colleagues up on stage. Dinner potlucks. Sharing food as a method of bonding is a human universal. While your team may sometimes share lunch and other meals as part of their work, creating social gatherings where the point is to share and enjoy food and not talk about work is an excellent way to encourage team building. You can plan a dinner out, or you can institute regular potluck dinners. Potlucks give people a chance to showcase their cooking and are more budget-friendly than always going out. Organize potlucks with a theme and have a sign-up sheet so that people know what's being brought. Be sure to take into account team members with special dietary needs: vegetarian, gluten-free, kosher. Physical activities. Another great way to build a team is to engage in physical activities together. This can include competitive sports such as golf or volleyball. But you can also schedule gatherings around activities just for the sake of engaging in some physical exercise. Activities such as nature walks, ice or roller skating, dancing, including dance lessons, and biking can be even more fun when shared. You might also investigate activities like mini golf and laser tag, which, while competitive, are as much about the fun of playing as they are about winning. Keep in mind team members who might have physical differences or challenges, including those who use wheelchairs or other mobility equipment, when creating gatherings focused around physical activity. You can always find activities in which these members of your team can participate, and many venues have specialized equipment or other assistance. When creating a gathering focused around physical activity, encourage everyone to participate. Put the focus on the shared experience and the fun, not on being the best or more proficient at the activity. Meetings. Meetings aren't exactly at the top of the list when people think of fun social gatherings. However, you can use your regular meetings to help build your team in several ways. Have time to check in with each other. Include lunch or snacks to make the meeting more enjoyable. Encourage people to interact and share during the meeting. Meetings can also be held in places outside the office, whether over a meal or just in a different location, to add some variety. Meetings need not be a burden. And given that you are likely having regular meetings with your team, they are a built-in opportunity for some team building. Case study. Sylvia's team had been working so hard over the last months. They had been really working to build their skills and stay motivated to increase their client load. They were communicating better too, and there was less tension and fewer misunderstandings. She was very pleased. At their weekly meeting, she said, "I am so proud of all of you. You have been working so very hard. I thought we'd take next Friday and do something fun together. Since the weather is so lovely, I thought we'd have a field day and go to the park here in the neighborhood. What do you think?" The team got excited. "We could do a potluck picnic," Don, who loved to cook, said. Others suggested fun field day games they could play, and someone offered to bring volleyball equipment. The field day went very well. People really got to laugh with each other and relax and to talk about something other than sales reports. "I'm so glad we did this," Patel, one of the team members, said. "Who would have ever thought that Rajani was such a great volleyball player, or that Don could make such amazing chicken wings?"